Let's get nuts.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Scotty Osler.
We got to catch up with
the greats.
No doubt about it.
Steiny and Guru, two of the greats.
Hey, you cannot be that guy.
You put a banana in my tailpipe, and I don't like it. Oh, boy. But yeah, you tricked me. Because I came in this morning, I'm growing, it's 2026, and I said to myself, I know I would take Kyle 10 times out of 10 over Sirianni.
Okay.
And I was on Sirianni's head. He's a phony, yada, yada, yada. They come back, win the Super Bowl, same with Hurts. Just real quick here. My thing in sports and in life is, and I asked Evan this, how fair is it that I say that I would take Kyle when Sirianni has been to as many Super Bowls and has won one? How disrespectful if we remove the names and just say Steiny won a ring, Guru didn't. How come the guy that got it done doesn't get the benefit of the doubt?
Why did Brad Johnson win a Super Bowl and Marino didn't?
All right, that's what context gives us. Right.
That's what context gives us.
But
we've seen Sirianni do all those things. We've seen Shanahan do everything he's done. It's not disrespect about Sirianni. It's just not, you know what it is? It's just not automatically saying Sirianni's a better coach because he won a Super Bowl. Well, okay, then the discussion's over. But there's got to be context.
He's been to two.
I know his resume, Goo.
Like, let me finish.
But, like, why are you defending Sirianni he's not considered an inferior coach?
It's just where we're at in sports and life. You taking Hurts or Purdy?
That's a good one.
Why is it a good one when one quarterback balled out in two Super Bowls?
Because there's context.
But do you know what that's starting to mean to me? Not your context. It's what you want it to be.
Okay.
We play favorites in this world.
Okay, so Hurts.
Because the bottom line is Hurts. Purdy should not be taking over Hurts. And I was the biggest Hurts detractor. But I'm like, damn, the dude balled out in two Super Bowls. Brock's been to one. Okay. I like Brock. But the damn answer should be the dude named Jalen Hurts that won his time when he wins.
Why isn't it?
I don't know.
I do, Guru. Apparently, you just don't want to hear it.
Well, I'm changing.
Not fast enough.
Give it to hear what? But to help me. And I'll let you know if I buy it.
If Brock Purdy had won the Super Bowl with the 49ers teams when they were considered loaded.
Gotcha.
Okay? People would talk about him just like Jalen Hurts. The Eagles had 11 sacks against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
But we could do that all day every day, but we don't.
So here's the way you want to do it. Let's make a list of the best coaches in the NFL. Okay, Andy Reid's the best. Who's second? Who has two rings? Okay, Sean McVay's got one. He's two. Sirianni's got one. He's three.
I get the joke.
Mike McCarthy was with the Cowboys last year. Yeah. He was better. He won one.
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh's
Tomlin,
better.
I got
but
it.
But that's not reality. The reality is you can't say all year long and for his entire tenure that Kyle Shanahan is a genius and one of the best coaches in
offense,
football.
Yes.
And if he would lose his job, 10 teams would want him.
Those are facts.
Okay. So he's 99.9% of football fans would say Kyle's a better coach.
I got you. And I'm not running from that. I told you how I feel about Kyle and offense and his brilliance. He's not perfect. And I was on his head, and I think he was a reason he doesn't have a ring. This is not about that. I'm going to just take it to baseball. If I said, okay, I want to invite some of the greatest managers in MLB, are you telling me Dave Roberts wouldn't get an invite? I'm asking you because he had a roster loaded like they have.
You have to take it into consideration. Like if you want to look at everything like black or white, then Dave Roberts has to be there. He has to be there because he's got two or three? Yeah, he's got to be there. He's got three.
I mean, three World Series is...
That's
tough.
You guys can't come. It's fun, but I'm just thinking
I know how...
You know, I think we are, our society, robbing strip people like you did to Brad Johnson. I get that. That might be what we're talking about.
But Sirianni got to coach one of the most loaded teams in NFL history. I mean, he just did, right?
Well, do we do that with Andy now, with Mahomes? Or we didn't know Mahomes was that God champions. Gift. We didn't know Mahomes was the gift to court. You know, a God at the quarterback position, but he had the wherewithal to know to draft him. I'm just putting it out there because we do this all the time with eras, and now you got me with this mindset. I'm thinking, okay, Steve Kerr has four. Is that because he had Steph Curry? Like Phil has Michael, and some people knock Phil because he had Michael, Shaq, and Kobe, and Scottie?
Look at the whole situation. I mean, look at the night. Like, I don't know what you're saying. I mean, you can give him credit for four titles and think that somebody with three is a better coach. Right. Who cares?
I believe if Jerry Sloan had Scottie and Michael, they would have won those titles. And no shade at Steve Kerr. If some other coaches, Tyronn Lue had the KD and Steph and Dre and his pro, they would have won. You know,
I get that, but it feels to me like you want an official list. 1 through 10, and everybody acknowledges it, and let's just go by Super Bowls, or let's just go by NBA titles. And, like, that's kind of, I mean.
No, that will never happen, and I guess I'm just not in.
I mean, here's what bothers me.
But,
can I tell you what bothers me?
No, go ahead.
And I've interrupted you more than you have me today.
But we love you. You owe one.
I guess what bothers me is we spend a whole year talking about Kyle Shanahan, Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year. 38 times, and today, as they're ready to face the Philadelphia Eagles, you didn't want to give me Shanahan with an advantage over Sirianni. Like, that one's the kind that I don't understand. That's what I don't understand.
And I didn't know I was doing that, but I'll tell you this. What if I said, okay, let's give Kyle that, Steiny, in this game? With what they're without the Niners,
okay,
that's not great. That's not good enough.
Okay,
I want our running back or our offensive line to be a reason. The coaching at this juncture, to me, that's not where I want it to be. You are it. I mean, he's a slave to what he's got out there, and I'm not blaming Kyle McDonald.
He deals with the offense mostly,
and he was two stewards of that offense.
Okay, what if they're there Sunday and they don't get anything done offensively?
Then we got. They got. I already told you this is a big project, regardless of what happens this playoff for the Niners. But Steiny, they got to get some weaponry in man.
Let me tell you what. And this is not my line.
Right.
This is the boss's line.
Give it to him.
And I'm not pitting fans against each other. I'd rather talk about how we view the Niners going into this specific game against Philadelphia. And he said, "I'll tell you right now, if the Eagles lose to the Niners, nobody's going to be saying, well, we didn't have Lane Johnson." Nobody in Philly will say that.
Right, but Steiny, they're so loaded.
And he's there, Trent Williams.
When you look at the names, I got you.
These are excuses.
But you still got a lot. This team, just look at the defense.
Okay, they have a lot, and yet all year long they're in shambles. That's what I mean. Like,
But you've been the president of the reason they stayed afloat, the Niners, and the defense wasn't able to get exploded all day, every day, was because their schedule
was
soft.
And I still believe that.
But now and you played Seattle. How'd that work out for you?
Exactly.
You know
so this will be the determinant if they're a good team or if they're just, or if it was fool's gold. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Eagles win this game. I'm not saying it'll be right.
Right.
But you're damn right. If the Eagles win this game 20-10, everybody's going to be saying, see, the fool's gold Niners, they're not even close. You win this game against Philly, then now we're saying stuff like, all right, we're in the best eight teams in the league, and we're getting Warner back, and we're getting Bosa back. And if you lose this game, you were 12-5, but you got blown out your last two games,
like against top teams. But I think if they win this game.
Do you want to be compared to top teams or the dreck they played this season? If you're the Niners, the iconic franchise.
I want to be realistic.
Okay.
And I think with what you just said, if somehow they pull this off against Philly outside of Lane Johnson, relatively healthy compared to the Niners, that's a story of how did they do this with what they've been given and where they're at health-wise. No excuses, but I can tell you this right now. I don't care what happens Sunday, Steiny. Would you argue or have a problem with me saying, to-do list for the Niners is to get more explosive on the outside? Even if they don't play the game, that is a factoid. Right. They need to get explosive. But that's, now
why
I feel
are you
like,
focusing on the wide receivers? If they lose this game, they got to look at everything.
No, but
everything. That's what I'm saying.
But to scare top tier defenses, Donnie, you got to have something on the
that's
outside.
That's just one. That's
just a component.
That's just one component of a football team. Like, they'll need to look at the line. They'll need to look at McCaffrey and his
the
usage.
Safeties, the
they'll
everything.
Need to look at Kittle's age.
Yeah.
They'll need to look at this young rookie class that played or didn't play or got hurt this year and start talking
all
about how good they
I
really
agree
are.
With.
That's right. You don't win this game. You weren't that good. Can you meet me there? You can't beat Philly on the road. Or No. I'm not going to say that. You get beat to Philly like you did against Seattle.
You're telling me the year was stinky.
No, I won't say it was stinky.
Okay, and that's all I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is you'll be further away than you think.
Why do I feel like I already know that answer? Like Philly could just pee in the bed and help you win that game.
Okay.
But, Stonnie, what they have to go to-do list is major. And now is not the time. Nobody wants to hear it because it's kind of like, hey, no, enjoy the good times, J.J. Evans.
Okay, it's about good times. Thanks.
No, it's about enjoy the now.
Okay.
We talked about that yesterday,
sure.
Right? The best gift God gives us is the present. But the bottom line is what they need to fix in areas of need.
It's amazing.
It's
amazing.
Is a job.
Like, this is what I mean. They went 12-5. We talk about them like they're having a special season, coach of the year, but you're saying they need help all over the field. Like,
and I don't want to speak for Vontae, but I think that's why
they need help all over the field
used.
Now, you know why? Because the playoffs are starting, and you're going to play good teams.
Now,
I get it.
The good
that's
teams
the way fans are.
No, I'm not, Sonny. I'm neutral. I'm just telling you how I feel about them trying to pull
you're
this
You're going to give them a pass, essentially, and I think a lot of fans
Evan,
will.
Am I giving a pass? By saying the Niners have, no matter win or lose, they shock me, E.
The reality is they're the second largest underdog of the weekend. Not just
Way to play
guru.
It down the middle.
No, that's the reality.
Right,
you know, playing it down. I'm using facts,
which
you just thrown to the wayside during this conversation.
3 points, 3.5 points.
4.5.
Okay.
It's the second biggest spread of the weekend. People do not think the Niners are going to beat the Eagles.
And
I don't think they are either.
But just a minute ago you said
you're talking your stuff like they got to go win the game.
You were just
like they are the favorites.
They're not the favorites, but why? But you clowns want to give up on them because
now you do it too much.
You guys talked a big game during the regular season, and now the playoffs are coming, and you're like, well, we can't beat them.
How many superlatives have I come in on a Monday? And I won't even speak for him. Nobody said, oh, they're better than they got more talent. I was surprised all year that it kept up, and it's still happening. Let me in the dance. Why are you coming for my identification?
On the Niners. You just are. And it's fine.
I think unrealistic.
I'm not hard on the Niners. I'm like objective and talking like people would talk in other markets about where this team is and what the capabilities are.
But why do I feel like you've moved the goalpost on if they lose? You can't in Niner Nation or whatever you could Niner Empire, you can't take two steps back and say, oh, we forget what we got to do with all we endured. And we know it's a lot, Stonnie. 8 games missed from our quarterback. Everybody's got a story. But the bottom line is the fact that they almost got the one seed and went to Philly and lost. You kind of can't be mad.
I'm not saying you can be mad.
I understand.
This is not about emotion. This is about you lose to Philly. Can we look at our team? Can we look at our team realistically?
Before they get out of the airplane, headed to Philly, I need to do this because I think I haven't done a good job. They're not as good as the Philadelphia Eagles. This version of the team, these players that are going to get on this bird
and
land it. Why? It's a factoid.
Listen,
am I wrong?
If the 49ers lose 21-20 and it's a dogfight,
they're coaching errors and fumbles.
Thing.
We're going to come in and talk about, oh, this dude did that and he did this.
So why are we even playing any sports games because one team,
to Evan's point on the spread.
If the 49ers win, if they win on Sunday, you know what it is? It's a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, well, okay,
that's what it is. It's not impossible.
Right. I didn't use impossible.
Well, those are big. Those are, it's not like a one in a million shot.
But to be clear, Stani, because the energy is shocking me, because usually I have that. To be clear, you're now saying you expect Philly to win this game.
I am not saying that. What I'm saying is that I put a stipulation on it, which is if they lose this game to Philly in a fashion like they lost to Seattle, that's what I said. If they go in and it's a dogfight and they come out on the short end of the stick, that's a different story. Then I wouldn't say, well, they aren't a very good team, because they obviously hung with a really good team at the most important time of the year. But if you can't hang with two really good teams at the end of the year, and your only reason for losing the game is we had some injuries, then you're kidding yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Well, see, and I guess that's where I'm at, because that's what I've been whispering, sweet nothings, and still stand on Kyle, Coach of the Year, going into Saturday night. And that game did count, and they didn't have their best game. But the bottom line is, I'm understanding in totality how they are not whole. And one or two players make a difference in this
league.
I'll
tell you what if I could come up with stats that show that there's some playoff teams that had more injuries than the 49ers? Would that matter at all?
I would love to hear them.
Okay.
But couldn't you be honest without even doing that research with what what's made this season special is they've overcome.
Okay. Fair. And they don't have Warner and they don't have Bosa.
Like, so just think about that.
That's fine. But then all season long, when they're winning against the Dreck, don't tell me it's a great defense and Sal is doing this and Sal is doing that. And then when we get a big boy, well, Warner and Bosa aren't here. Like, that's all I'm kind of talking
about. See, and I half agree with you, but I don't think people were coming in here. And I don't want to speak for our comrades, Willard, Dibbs. Nobody ever came in and said, oh, this defense is great.
No.
It was we were all just, you know, mollywopped by the fact that they've, you know, he had him in position to, but I guess you were fixated on who they were playing.
What about this?
Because you've been scheduled.
What about this? So, okay, the defense is the defense. Whatever. They have every excuse in the book. Okay.
No doubt.
If Pearsall and Trent Williams play this upcoming week and they score 10 points, like,
now,
what are you talking about with Kyle Shanahan? He has all his weapons.
Yeah.
He's got his whole team in front of him. He's got his Trent Williams, his Kittle, his Pearsall, his Jennings, his McCaffrey. And they can't score a lot of points. They can't generate. Why not? Oh, we need better players than those guys?
The ones who
we've been saying are just untouchable. Now they're not good enough. Like, we got to figure it out.
And on my bingo card, there is a reality to where the Philadelphia's great defense could bottle up and do something like Seattle did.
Okay. And then what would you say? Well, they didn't have IU.
This is how I know you won't come for me Monday, regardless of what happens. I'm already telling you, sir, even with Pearsall, they need more.
And that's what I mean about an excuse. That's an excuse, because we all know the Eagles receivers are better than the Niners. And I'm not saying if the Niners lose the game, they stink. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying if they get handled and their offense does not look good, then we have a real problem, because then we got to go back and look at these 40-point games
I have no problem with that.
That's all I'm saying.
And I'm wondering,
why are you making excuses for the offense is what I want to know. I get the defense.
You've had your starting quarterback back for six weeks. Your left tackle and
Tackle in the history of sports.
No, and I'm throwing Pearsall in there, Stani.
Second-year receiver. See, here's the other thing about Pearsall. Well, Pearsall didn't play. Pearsall doesn't play every other game.
It's getting scary.
That's very concerning. Part of your team is you have a receiver that you can't rely on.
It's very concerning.
So you're using that as an excuse, right?
I can if he plays, but moving forward, that's still something that needs to be addressed, because you can't play this game in, out,
exactly.
In.
I'm just saying.
And when you're in, it don't mean you're going for 200 yards either.
Okay, so because you are now in a position, you came into the season with Ayuk, Jennings in a mess.
Okay. Pearsall.
And now you're going into the playoffs. And let's just say Ricky Pearsall does, let's say Pearsall plays or doesn't play. Like, don't understand what, like, Ayuk's not coming back.
But you're easier to defend.
You won 12 games without him anyway.
Last time you were in these Super Bowls and you were Billy Badass, Donnie, you had the threat of Debo, Ayuk.
That's my point.
McCaffrey, okay, so and Kittle.
Fair. You're not expecting Kyle Shanahan to do Kyle Shanahan things.
But Donnie, no, we're almost asking the impossible.
Guru, why? This is their whole team on offense. Pearsall's their number one. Jennings is their two. Kittle's their tight end. McCaffrey's their running back. Purdy's their quarterback. Okay, yeah, Trent. Well, first of all, Trent's 38. So who would have expected him to play 20 games? Pearsall's injury prone. It just so happens the game's coming up. They may not play. But if they play, you're full.
All right,
let's
play a game of defense. When you're going up against a defense like Seattle and like Philly, you need more than just a running back and tight end.
See, this is what I mean,
think
dude.
That's what the Niners are going to Philly.
I thought they had a dynamic offense when they were scoring 42 and 45 and 37. We talked about Purdy. Oh, Purdy, no quarterback, has 10 touchdowns in two games. It's great. Incredible.
Right.
But now, if they get stifled in Philly, well, we didn't have Pearsall.
No,
or Ayuk. I'm out on that. I'm out on. You were good enough to win 12 games, right?
But listening to you, the reason you were good enough to win 12 games is a lot of it, and I listened, was because who you played.
Well,
you
let's played see some if they're a good team or not.
Right. And
this game's going to determine that to me.
But you're asking me that question because I'm already giving you my answer that they need to add on the offense as well before
we
find out.
Why didn't you say this as they were moving to 12-5?
And this is what hurts. I've said it ad nauseum that, hey, this looks good. When I was trying to fight the fight about you saying they ain't playing nobody, and I said when they come up against somebody, we'll see.
Here's what I'm hearing.
Tell me.
Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you say, Ricky Pearsall,
it's an enigma.
Yeah, he's going to be an enigma if he gets shut down next week, is what I'm saying. But, like, he missed half the season. You won 12 games. But guess what? Guess what you get to do if you're the Niners? If he doesn't play Sunday, you get to blame it on one wide receiver.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
Why are you fixated in the boss? I'm going to throw him in here. Why are you guys so fixated on the blame? Whatever happens in Philly, we're going to watch the game and see how it plays out.
Right.
But I think
I've already built in five excuses. If they lose this game, it's because Trent was coming off an injury. Yes, of course it will be.
Excuses have nothing to do with the outcome of the
Why are you dead set on
what's going to come out of people's mouth? The bottom line is,
The
bottom line is they pulled an upset and beat an Eagle team.
That's right.
And one of the characteristics and traits and why Kyle Shanahan is probably having his best coaching year.
Until he loses on Sunday, right?
Stoney, the fact that this team is where they're at
It's so funny. You want Kyle Shanahan to get all this credit for a terrible schedule. Then they'll play two good teams. And if they get shut down, they get shut down. And then, well, what was Kyle supposed to do? Like, okay. All right. Guess what? You played Seattle, and now you're going into the playoffs. You're playing better teams. Like, guess what?
But you beat Seattle with the Rams.
Tennessee's not on the schedule.
But I can't bring that up because you said that was too long ago.
You can bring it up.
But I did earlier, and you're like, and I got you. It was week one.
That's because I'm trying to present an argument from both sides and say that you can say, hey, we went 4-4 against playoff teams. Or you can look at, like, this is what I mean about lists and definitive lists. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.